I am the Lore Keeper, and this is our story. Did you know that the year 2019 was the 160th anniversary of Darwin's theory of evolution? What then might a mind like Darwin's make of a world with elves and dwarves and dragons and more, with gods that can descend from heaven, take full form in front of you, bestow upon you unearthly powers to heal the sick and smite the wicked? What then might he think of the origin of man? Is it even possible that in a world such as this, evolution went unchallenged by magic, by fantasy? Is it possible in a world such as this that our origins were different and we came from elsewhere? These are questions that, as the architect of your world and story, you can ask yourself to help enrich everything. We know Africa is the cradle of mankind, where our ancestors first strode forth to dominate the earth. Where then were humans born on your world? Where were the elves, the dwarves? Where did the orcs come from? And is it even possible that in the early days of existence, these various tribes of disparate creatures would get along so harmoniously as to not eradicate one another like we did with our early ancestors, let alone beings of green flesh, rippling muscle, and ferocious tearing tusks when we barely have gnashing molars or blunted fingernails? This then begs the question, what prevented us from annihilating one another? Was it divine intervention, perhaps? Was it regional? Could it be that elves have their own archipelago somewhere far off on the unknown horizon where they originated? That dwarves truly were born at the heart of your earth, and thusly, they didn't arrive at the surface until long after their own and other civilizations were already established? How did man compete with our intelligence? Yes, but we didn't have invention before the other races had their inherent magics and strengths. Were humanity's ancestors so full of guile and stealth they were able to avoid the evils and terrors of the world until finally they were able to establish themselves as an empire worthy of defending their borders? Today, I would like to discuss a theoretical origin of species that you can use, edit, or take inspiration from, or completely disregard as you so choose. Let us say then that we have a large Pangaea-like continent at the dawn of civilization. All the elves, dwarves, goblins, etc., they inhabit the same neighboring regions, and thus they can encounter one another. Let us say further that they do not get along, as most primitive civilizations did not, as they vie for the choicest of territories and the finest of materials. Dwarves being of the most hardy of stock, well, they made their homes in the mountains and caves because the elves and humans had little interest in the cold and barren stones. But the dwarves found a way to eke out a living. And humans, well, we're easy. Anywhere there is room for us, we will make our homes. So we spread out into the great plains and deserts and savannas all over the continent. Unfortunately, this balance, this peace, could not last. For dwarves dig ever deeper, and in doing so, they need lumber to shore up their mines. And so once their mountains are stripped and barren, the foothills no longer supporting old trees with fine wood, they must pursue elven forests, causing conflict in that way. And of course, as humans discover the value of the minerals the dwarves dig, their ambition and greed for power overwhelms them, realizing those minerals can be used to make mighty weapons or fine jewelry. And on these battlefields, the thing which prevented them from eradicating one another, orcs. But where did orcs come from? Well, this is a world of magic, is it not? Of myth? And are orcs not creatures of bloodlust and wrath? Then would it not make sense that orcs are born from any battlefield where blood is spilt into the mud, the muck, where insects writhe through corpses, festering, where dark magics can more easily take root, spawning their own sentience? Orcs, then, are warfare made manifest, made flesh. That is why their culture surrounds strength and violence so much, because that is how true, pure orcs are born, from blood and mud and pain and fear. So, the other races, realizing these abominations come from violence, would withdraw from combat, would find any excuse for peace. But the different bloods that mix and mingle perhaps create different goblinoid creatures. Where dwarves fight elves, trolls are born. Where humans fight dwarves, that is where the bulk of orcs come from. Where gnomes and halflings' blood are spilt upon the field of battle, you see goblins arise. Now imagine the history and cultures that would spring up from this kind of dynamic, from this kind of phenomena. The kind of wars that would be fought would be wars of necessity. Wars with the knowledge that when they are fought, orcs will come into the world and they will ravage it like a plague of locusts. And with this new knowledge, well, dwarves and gnomes would banish the war hungry deep, deep into the earth. This too would cause a fracture in the society of elves, where those who believe the forest is not worth fighting for and defending would perhaps leave the main continent to peaceful isles where they can perfect their culture, become a higher form of elf than others. Those high elves would leave behind what would become known as wood elves. Humanity, for their part, finds that when they war amongst one another, no evil spirits are born, and thusly they stay as a warring, conquering race, avoiding other peoples like the dwarves and elves in conflict because it's not worth the hassle, it's not profitable. So there you have it. A fantastical approach to the origin of species, to the origin of society and cultures. What changes might you make? What kind of history do you see in your world? How were the borders formed? How were society shaped? These are fascinating questions that have fascinating answers, and only you can answer them. I am the Lorekeeper. This is our story. Now go, find your history, and tell your story. Goodbye.